Opening at more theaters this weekend between holidays, Les Misérables, adapted from the hugely popular Broadway musical.
My name is Marius Pontmercy.
And mine's Cosette.
Cosette.
I was going to sing until those notes got high. Dimitri asked Christian Toto, who is the assistant editor at Big Hollywood, whether this musical works at the multiplex.
Well, I think sometimes a musical can make the leap to the big screen. And obviously, some of these things can get lost in the translation. But I think this is a case where the power, the majesty, the emotions get amplified. And I think mostly to a great degree in this new film. You've got Hugh Jackman is playing the haunted figure who has committed a very petty crime and is suffering immeasurably for it. He breaks his parole, and of course, Javert, played by Russell Crowe, is the cop who's trying to track him down over years and years. Plenty of people know the story, know the music. It's duplicated beautifully here. One of the things they did with the film is they actually sang on the set rather than having it dubbed in later. So I think that's a really effective technique. They look invested. They look like they're plugged into the process, and it's beautiful to behold. Of course, most of the actors do a great job with the singing. I think Crowe is the least of the bunch, but also, you know, he's such a good actor. I think he kind of carries it forward. This film is over the top. It's maybe too dramatic at times, and the third act is not as strong and punchy as it should be, but it's also quite wonderful. Some great performances here. Anne Hathaway, she plays Fantine. It's not a major role. It's a minor role, especially for those who know the production, but wow, she is spectacular. Talk about heart-wrenching sequences. She's terrific, great voice, great presence. I really enjoyed this one. I'm not a musical person, not a huge fan. I've only seen the stage production once, but I think if you enjoyed the stage production, you're going to have a heck of a time with the big screen, Les Misérables.
Let's move on to parental guidance, family comedy. We have Billy Crystal and Bette Midler here. How do they do?
They're great together, and it's really good to see them back in the big screen. We haven't seen much of them over the last 10 or so years, and I love the concept behind it. Basically, it's looking at grandparents who are forced to watch their grandkids, which is not exactly a horrible gig. But parenting styles have changed over the years, where the old school, sort of the gruff but lovable approach, no longer applies. Now it's like using your words and talking it out and using kind of therapeutic language. And that's the comedy crux here, is that you've got these sort of the clashing generational styles. And that's where the biggest laughs come in. That said, even though the two lead performers are obviously terrific, it gets silly at times. It gets kind of sitcom-y as well. Some of the jokes get a little bit puerile. There's a vomit gag mixed in. So it's almost like they didn't trust the talent and didn't trust the concept behind the movie to really fully engage in it. But again, it's a throwaway movie. There are some laughs. If you like Crystal and Midler, go for it. If not, maybe you want to stay away.
And we have one starting out in just a few theaters, but it is out and will be going wide, as they say. A modern morality tale co-written by and co-starring Matt Damon and John Krasinski. It's called Promised Land. Even with that setup, I'm not sure exactly what this is about.
Well, it's a drama about the fracking process, getting energy out of shale. And that's a very controversial issue. There are people who are against it. There are people for it. Clearly, the minds and folks behind the film are very anti-fracking. And that's sort of the way the story goes. It's about a salesman for a natural gas company played by Matt Damon. And he goes into a small Pennsylvania town. He's looking to gobble up some land to do that fracking process and get some of the energy out of the ground. And of course, if they do that, it could turn the locals pretty wealthy. But what cost will it be to their farms, to the lands, to the legacy? And that's the real story here. Even if you don't agree with the theory behind fracking, the story here has a lot of issues. For one thing, Matt Damon's character doesn't make a lot of sense. He's a sort of whiz kid as far as the business world goes, but he can't answer some basic questions when confronted about fracking issues. So Liz's scratching her heads. Also, there's a love interest here that doesn't really pay out. And a third act twist, which just seems kind of convoluted, doesn't really go with the rest of the story. So again, I think people are going to kind of enter this movie with a lot of their own baggage about the issue. But the real problem is the movie itself. It's just, even though it's polished and professionally done, it just doesn't hold together.
That's Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. He likes Les Mis or Les Misérables. He thinks parental guidance is okay. Says Promised Land is pretty bad.